this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
To you boys and girls, welcome to another edition, yes, another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in on a, yes, over the hump Wednesday. We got some sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some. So let's have at it here, boys and girls, ladies and gents. I won't say any more. That may be negative. Okay. Speaking of negative, Detroit Tigers center fielder Derek Hill, he walked off the field early in the game tonight here in the first inning there. A.J. Hemps and trainer Doug Dieter took him off the field when he was removed in the first inning with a right shoulder sprain. Earlier, in the moments earlier, at Seattle Mariners, Kyle Seager drilled Casey Mize slider 429 feet into center field. The ball traveled 105 miles an hour. It would have been a home run in 29 other major league parks. However, in Comerica Park, there was enough room for Hill to make the catch and bang into the wall. The padding is only about 3 inches, boys and girls. So after that, you got nothing but brick looking at you. Or, in this case for Hill, feeling the funk here. Hill's 25 years old. He was recalled from AAA Toledo on June the 3rd to give the organizational, or the organization that is, a better look at their potential now and in the future. He jumped right on in there and was meeting success on defense there. And now he's getting the hang of offensive boys and girls. And right now that is a loss. Hopefully he's not out the lineup long, but right now we got, he's going to have a shoulder bruise, and maybe, just maybe, they'll probably take an MRI to make sure he's kosher. After 60 games, the Detroit Tigers assistant coach Jose Cruz Jr. is returning to Rice University as the team's new head coach. The program announced that Wednesday. Cruz said it was an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to come home to Rice and place. That's given me and my family so much over the years there. Cruz, 47 years old, he said that in a statement, it's up to me to and my staff to return Rice baseball to the position we worked so hard to build. Cruz is sticking with the Tigers throughout the weekend. He'll travel to Rice next Monday to be formally introduced. And hopefully he stayed with the Tigers a majority of the season. I know that may not happen, but again, anything is possible here, boys and girls, where he may be able to complete the season out before going to Rice and doing his thing there. But Jose Cruz Jr. is a, seems like a pretty good find when it comes down to working with hitters there. We'll see what jumps off with the Tigers with their next head coach as far as hitting is concerned. Speaking of the Detroit Tigers, they got a 1-0 lead over the Seattle Mariners. That is going into, what did I say, the top of the fifth. Mize is on the mound for the Detroit Tigers there. One of the Detroit Pistons' most brightest and youngest stars, he's going to serve as a grand marshal for the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Yes, I have to say that. Presented by Lear. That's on Sunday, June the 13th. Sadiq Bey is, who's completed a pretty good rookie season in the National Basketball Association, especially when it comes down to shooting three-pointers. He will participate in several activities and to celebrate the final days of the busy Grand Prix this weekend at Belle Isle. Now, I'll say something to Mona about the Belle Isle Grand Prix and the participants, which is could be the general public. However, Bay is going to be in pre-race and post-race ceremonies for the second Chevrolet Duel in Detroit. And that's going to be on Sunday about 12 o'clock. You can see it in person, maybe, but you can definitely see it on NBC. Now, what I do want to say is there's going to be a limited amount of tickets for to come out to Belle Isle to enjoy the races and all. Not as many as years have passed because they started a little late. And they're trying to kind of deal with caution there, you know, as far as letting a whole heck of a lot of fans in there as they once did. It will not be no Friday free race or free race celebration where anybody and everybody can come on Belle Isle, enjoy the scenery, the sights, get autographs, buy stuff, and just don't enjoy the day with the free day there. I think the free day will probably be a point for next year, but this year, I don't think no Friday free day there. But there will be a lot of pre-activities available. All who are going to be coming on the island to enjoy that there, plus all the races from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, of course. Again, NBC is covering the races at Belle Isle Circuit there. The Lions, Dan Campbell, spoke this morning before the second day of OTAs. He said yesterday was a good day for us. He's trying to get up and get situational work in the bud there. He thought yesterday was great. He thought he did a great job of communicating. That's what he said. And the first session was a really high rep, but in the finish with the competition, he was, with fourth down scenarios, and he, of course, he used the word, gotta have it. The 10-yard line scenarios, the 8-yard line scenarios, 12-yard line scenario, and therefore and so forth on offense there. We noticed the Lions last year, when it came down to the red zone, wasn't too red. A lot of field goals being kicked. Of course, that special field goal kicker they had, he's went to Arizona now. So everything will be new on that particular point. The NBA, yes, indeed. The Brooklyn Nets are leading their series with the Bucks 2-0. Of course, Montreal on Monday took care of business. And they'll play the winner of the Knights and the Avs there. Now, right now, what's going on in sports, now, let's see if I can get a little bit of something there. No, I can't. Wait a minute. I'm going to press this button again here and see what happens. Let's see if I can get a little bit of information there while on my monitor. Yes, indeed. Tigers are still going on at the top of the fifth. And in the NHL, right now it's 1-1 after the first intermission between the Bruins and the Islanders right now there. So we got some scores in there for you for your dining and dancing pleasure. No other news with the Pistons there. Although, Nikolas Jovic, and we're going to talk about the NBA there, was selected overwhelmingly consensus most valuable player in the NBA for this year, 2022-21, making him the lowest draft pick ever to win the award. And another brouhaha is racing. As you, if you did not know, Danny Ainge has... he's stepping down as the president. And Brad Stevens, yes, Brad Stevens, is a potential replacement for that particular job. Now, I don't know what the procedure is with the Boston Celtics there and how they're going to deal with this, but one of the names that have been mentioned, if that happens, is Kerry Lawson. I know Carrie Lawson very well. We go all the way back to when she was playing in the WNBA for Sacramento, the Monarchs, they called themselves. I remember them in the championship game against the Detroit Shocks when she was shocked, and the Shocks ended up winning and having a good old time as NBA champions there. That was sort of a sight indeed there. However, in this particular case, Lawson spent the 2019-20 season as an assistant coach for the Boston Celtics, and she received rave reviews from what I understand from players and staff members. The former WNBA star was hired as head coach of the Dukes women's basketball team during the summer of 2020. Now, she's still right now the available coach for the Dukes women's basketball team at this present time. And I don't think any mention, this is a lot of work from what I'm gathering right now with the Boston Celtics. That is going to make a lot of things dry there, okay? Because Kimba Walker is one of the players they want to get rid of instead of embracing him and staying there. But again, Kimba Walker goes through a lot of injury. Of course, he plays hard, and then when you do play hard, you're gonna receive some bumps and some bruises there, especially when you're probably the only one being consistent and you don't can't get other players to join on with you in the process there. So Boston is gonna go through some things. And I bet you 10-1 to a dozen of donuts, it won't take them too long to kind of overturn a season that, by the way, they seen playoffs, okay? Brad Stevens is not a bad coach at all. Celtics have thrived in their days. And they have not hit rock bottom like Detroit Pistons have in so many years when it comes down to getting their fans revved up and showing a decent product on the floor. So that's just something to think about here, boys and girls. Something to think about indeed. In the bottom of the fifth inning right now, the Tigers are batting. Again, 1-0. The Detroit Tigers are leading right now. At the end of the first intermission, Boston and the Islanders are playing right now, and it's a 1-1 game. So there you have it there, boys and girls, with all the scores and highlights. Yes, and I do believe the Avs are going to be playing. The Golden Knights. That's tomorrow. Golden Knights can take care of business and wrap it up. And they'll be at home to do that, by the way. Friendly grounds. But not too friendly when it comes down to the playoffs, because no one cares. No one cares anymore. I'm going to leave that as such for our abbreviated version of Butch on Sports so I can catch the rest of the Detroit Tigers-Seattle game here, which, by the way, I'm in another room doing this show while my other colleagues are watching the game at Comerica Park. Why? Why me? But I'll do it anyway here. I'm just going to let you. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Catch Butch on Sports definitely on Facebook. Yes, go to the Butch on Sports page on Facebook. Or you can go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimpliButchTOO.Podomatic.com, the homepage for Butch on Sports. You can also catch Butch on Sports on the Game Sports Show. Podomatic.com. Excuse me, boys. I had to cough. And by the way, catch our show on Monday. We're back on Mondays, boys and girls, from 6 to 8 o'clock with Scott Nathan, friends, Dave McKay, and of course myself for sports news that, yes, you can't get enough of on ESPN 1400 in Sault Ste. Marie, and anybody who can pick it up on, yes, on your immediate vibes. Live, okay? Some of you can. Some of you can't. If you can't, yes, go to Podomatic.com and catch the podcast version of the Game Sports Show here. Hey, I'm done. Have a very good and graceful weekend. It's hot and steamy outside, so stay cool, boys and girls. Stay safe as well there. As COVID's not over, But again, the safety trumps being not being ready anyway here. So be safe out there. Hey, I'm done for the, have a great weekend. We'll check you out on the Sunday show of Butch on Sports.